Let us pray. Lord, how willing we are to have such an intimate relationship with Thee. That we would be just as the hymn says, Lord, here I am. And we want to meet Thee, see Thee with joy. And we want for Thou to hear our plea. Lord, be Thou with us. Lord, here I am. Lord, may Thou reign over all. So that we may listen. We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Let us open up a few Bible passages. We'll read according to the order in the scriptures, Genesis chapter 3, verse
9.
And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?
他说, 我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。
And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself.
第九节我再读，耶和华呼唤那人对他说，你在哪里？
Verse 9, we'll read again, And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, Where art thou?
创世纪第46章第2节。 创世纪第22章先，22章。
Genesis chapter 22.
第1节到第2节。
Verses 1 and 2.
这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：亚伯拉罕，他说：我在这里。
And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am.
神说：你要带着你的儿子，就是独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒。 往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of.
第46章，创世纪第2节。
Genesis chapter 46, verse 2.
夜间神在异象中对以色列说：雅各，雅各。他说：我在这里。
And God spoke unto Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I.
神说：我是神，就是你父亲的神。你下埃及去，不用我害怕，因为我必使你在那里成为大族。
And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation.
出埃及记第3章
Exodus chapter 3
第4节
Verse 4
耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：摩西，摩西。他说：我在这里。
And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I.
撒母耳记上第3章
First Samuel chapter 3第4节 Verse 4
撒母耳记上第3章第4节
First Samuel chapter 3 verse 4
耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说：我在这里。
That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I.
以赛亚书第6章
The book of Isaiah, chapter 6.
第八节。
Verse 8.
以赛亚书第六章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？除谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me.
刚才我们唱过一首诗歌呢，是一位神的仆人招元年牧师所写的。
The hymn which we just sang is written by a brother, Pastor Chiu.
他一生来服侍主。
Now this brother served the Lord throughout his life.
他要将自己来奉献给主。
And he offered himself to the Lord.
在一日的晚上，他来睡，在睡梦当中的时候，这首诗歌在梦中里面来临到他。
In one evening when he was asleep, this hymn came to him in a dream.
这首诗歌临到，当他一醒的时候，就将这首诗歌记下来。
When he awoke then, immediately he penned down this hymn.
这个就是他和主一个亲密的关系。
This is the intimate relationship which he enjoyed with the Lord.
主将这首诗歌赐给他。
And this is the hymn which the Lord gave unto him.
主啊，我在这里。
Lord, here I am.
刚才我们了读到这个今天再想跟大家讲的题目，交通的题目就是主啊，我在这里。
This is the topic which I like to share with brothers and sisters today. Lord, here am I.
在创世纪开始的时候，当人犯了罪。
Even at the beginning of Genesis, after man sinned,
神亲自了园子当中来寻找亚当。
God personally came into the garden to seek after Adam.
神了同亚当讲，你喺边度？
And God said unto Adam, Where art thou?
亚当并冇回应，主啊，我在这里。
Adam did not respond to the Lord. Lord, here am I. This is a very tragic matter. Adam did not respond, Lord, here am I. But Adam hid himself.
神岂不知道亚当在哪里吗？
Does God not know where Adam is?
所以神要问这句说话的时候，不是问神，不是问亚当，你地理上边喺边个位置。
So in fact, when God asked Adam this question, it's not geographically, Adam, where are you?
神系拉你去寻找人。
But God's heart is to come seek after man.
呢句话你在哪里系一个好深层嘅意思。
These words, where are you, where art thou, has a very deep meaning to it.
你究竟喺咩光景嘅底下？
In other words, what is the condition that you are in?
你怎么会落到这样的光景？
Why is it that you are in such a condition?
究竟现在在你身上发生了什么事？
In fact, what has taken place in you?
当神要这样问人的时候，他必须里面思想，怎么会落到这样的光景的底下？
And when God poses such a question to us, we must reflect within and consider, Why has this happened? Why am I in this situation?
怎么我落到一个这么糟糕的境地里面？
Why is it that I'm in such a condition of woe?
当我里面你要这么思想的时候，我就能够回到神那里。
When we do consider in this way, then we're able to return back unto God.
当我们在网页上面做一些事的时候，你在电脑前面做一些事的时候，
When we want to do certain things online,
如果主问你，你在哪里啊？
If the Lord comes to ask you at that time, where art thou?
如果他去到不应当去的地方的时候，你不起怕，起不惧怕，因为主问你，你在哪里啊？
If you are at a place where you ought not to be, and the Lord comes to ask you this question, should you not be afraid that you have gone to a place where you should not be?
或者我们在人生的光景攞几的里边的时候，主问我们你在哪里？
Or when we're in a condition in our life where we're living in the self,
为什么你会落到这么光景的底下？
And this question is asked, then we must consider why are we in this condition.
但我盼望我们向主那个的答案不是躲在上来。
May it be our response to the Lord is not that we are afraid and we hid ourselves.
在圣经当中，刚才我们读了很多段圣经。
We have read many passages in the Bible.
神向亚伯拉罕、雅各、摩西、撒母耳去呼唤的时候。
When God calls unto Abraham, Jacob, Moses, and Samuel.
同埋以赛亚。
And Isaiah.
佢哋嘅答案都系话：主啊，我在这里。
All their response is, Lord, here am I.
在每一次这些先贤圣徒你回答了主我在这里之后呢，在他人生上起了很大的变化。
Each time when the Lord calls for them and they answer the Lord in this way, Lord, here am I, the saints before us had a great transformation.
他们的灵性呢向前大跃进。
Their spiritual condition has taken a great leap forward.
所以我们上次来到交通道的时候，神呼唤亚伯拉罕的时候，他就即刻预备好晒一切，攞起火带埋柴，离开屋企，直行直路就去到摩利亚山地嗰度，去往神往指示嘅地方去。
Even as we shared last time in Genesis chapter 22, when God called for Abraham, he answered the Lord, "Here am I," and immediately he did what the Lord told him, and he left right away, straightway for Mount Moriah with the wood and the knife to offer the sacrifice.
佢并冇喺嗰度嚟到拖拖拉拉。
He did not drag his feet.
冇同太太商量。
He did not consult with his wife.
冇话唔记得咗带火，又唔记得带柴。
He did not make excuses. I forgot to bring the fire. Forgot to bring the wood.
亦都冇做一个我要再等候下，清楚下先。
He did not say, "Oh, let me wait and see and make sure this is what God wants me to do."
点解能够咁样样呢
？Why is it he was able to do so right away?
一心往前呢
？And he went dedicated, full, wholeheartedly forward.
个答案就喺呢句。他向神的回应。
The answer lies in his response to God.
我在这里。
Here am I.
在每一个这些伟人，他们来了答复了神我在这里之后呢，不单止他的灵性一个好像一个大跃进咁，并且
In these great men we see that after theyAnswer to the Lord, here am I, not only their spiritual condition took a great leap forward.
并且在他的好像就将这个船呢开到水深之处。
Also as if they have taken the boat out into the deep.
就主耶稣叫门徒你将船开到水深之处。
Just as the Lord told his disciples, launch out into the deep.
不再有怀疑，不再有上落。
No longer would there be any doubt or dismay.
在他们的属灵的人生里面呢展开了一个新的一页。
But in their spiritual journey, they have turned a new page.
成为神里面神手中可以用的器皿。
They have become now a vessel that is serviceable to the master.
能够成为人的祝福。
And they can be a blessing to others.
我们看见亚伯拉罕经过了这个试验之后。
We can see after Abraham had passed this test.
他在神眼中是一个完全的人。
He was one who was perfect in the sight of God.
在雅各向神有一个这样的回应之后。
And after Jacob answered God in this way.
这个雅各就不同了。
Jacob also was transformed.
雅各在那里是130岁之后的事情，这个发生的时候130岁。
This was after Jacob was 130.
我们看见他的属灵的生命就在那里完全成熟。
We can see then the spiritual maturity of his spiritual life at that time.
他来到在落到埃及为这个法老来祝福。
When he went down to Egypt and he blessed it, Pharaoh.
他晓得神的旨意。
He then knew the will of God.
虽然眼目看不见，他却将这个以法莲立在马拿西之上。
And even though he was dim in his eyes and he could not see yet, he had appointed Ephraim ahead of Manasseh.
雅各就在他落埃及之前来到别士巴这个地方向神来到求问的时候神的呼跟他说雅各雅各他说我在这里。
This is before Jacob went down to Egypt and he came to inquire of the Lord at Beersheba and the Lord said Jacob, Jacob and he answered Lord, here am I.
在摩西的时候
In the days of Moses,
在荆棘火焰的丛中
even from the burning bush,
神要呼召摩西，摩西，摩西。
When God called for Moses, Moses, Moses.
在这个在摩西80岁的时候
this was when Moses was 80.
他本来是埃及的王子，学尽埃及一切所有学问。
He was one who was the prince of Egypt, and he learned all the learnings of Egypt.
但他在旷野牧羊四十年。
Yet he became a shepherd in the wilderness for 40 years.
磨尽他所有人的才能。
And all his talents and ability was removed.
到了八十岁的时候，神在荆棘火焰中来呼召摩西，摩西。
Now, at the end of this 80 years, God called him from the burning bush, Moses, Moses.
摩西回应神，主啊，我在这里。
And Moses replied unto God, Lord, here am I.
神就呼召他出来，要带领以色列人。
Then God called him out and, to lead the Israelites.
这个是他人生里面新的一页。
And this is turning a new page for Moses.
当这个撒母耳还年幼的时候，
even in Samuel's young age,
他听见神，他以为是以利向他来呼召。
When he heard God calling him, he thought first it was Eli calling for him.
撒母耳，撒母耳。
Samuel, Samuel.
他说我在这里。
He says, here am I.
从此神不再同以利家了讲话。
From then on, God did not speak to the house of Eli.
神只向撒母耳来讲话。
But spoke only to Samuel.
叫撒母耳口中指着神所说的预言。全都应验。
So all the words that God spoke through the prophet Samuel were fulfilled.
神就在那里立撒母耳为以色列人的士师。
And at that time, then God anointed Samuel as the judge over Israel.
直到他年老为止。
Until his old age.
以赛亚先知。
For the prophet Isaiah.
睇见在乌西亚王崩的那一年。
On the year of the death of King Uzziah.
去睇见神嘅异象，喺记载喺以赛亚书第六章。
There it was recorded for us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6.
哦，神嘅宝座设立喺天上边。
In the vision that God showed him that the throne of God was established in heaven.
佢睇见荣耀嘅神喺嗰度。
He saw the glorious God there.
佢睇见自己嘅污秽。
And he saw his own filthiness.
但系主嚟同佢讲。
But the Lord says unto him.
我可以差遣边个咧？边个肯为我去咧
？Who can I send? Who will go for us?
以赛亚话：我在这里，请差遣我。
Isaiah's response was, "Here am I, Lord, send me."
所以我睇见喺呢啲嘅属灵嘅伟人当中，当主嚟呼召佢嘅时候，佢都系答同一句说话：主啊，我在这里。
We can see then in these great spiritual men, when the Lord calls for them, their answer was the same: "Lord, here am I."
我哋翻学嘅时候咧，好多时先生都会有 roll call 嘅，都会点名吓。
Many times when we're in school and there's roll call when the teacher takes attendance。
你哋而家翻学有冇人点名噶？
When you go to school, do they still take attendance？
有冇噶
？Does that still happen？
咁你点讲啊？叫到你个名阿 Kai， 咁你点讲啊
？When the teacher calls out the roll call and he calls your name Kai, what is your response？
Here， 系嘛
？Response is here。
唔会讲 I don't know 啊。
You won't say I don't know。
而家啲少年人咩都 I don't know 吓。
Because that's a very general response of the young people. If you ask them something, I don't know。
我在这里吓。
Here。
OK。但呢一个字咧，我在这里咧，有个更深一层嘅意思啊。
But there's also yet a deeper meaning to these words. Here am I。
请打出嚟呢个字。
Please look at the screen。
这个呢个咧喺。呢度咧讲呢、这个唔系点名点嗰啲学生，佢哋咁答呢、这个叫 Hineni 啊。
This is not just the roll call when your name is called and you answer here, but in the Hebrew it is Hineni。
希伯来文系 Hineni。
And this is in the Hebrew Hineni。
如果咧啲学生上堂咧，啲先生点名咧，佢哋咧有另一个名嘅Poani 啊，唔系用呢个字嘅，即系我在这里咯。喺希伯来文有两个字，一个就点名啊答案用嘅。
Therefore, there's two words used in Hebrew that says here. This is a deeper meaning, hineni here. But when the roll call is given, like in school, the teacher calls that you're present, you would answer in another Hebrew word, poemi.
Poemi. 咁啊，我哋唔会讲嗰个字啦，因为嗰个字咧就系一个好随便嘅答案吓。呢个 hineni 系点解咧？
We are not speaking on that word because that is just a casual answer that I'm here, I'm present.But what does this word hineni mean?
这个字的意思呢是说我已经预备好了。
But this word signifies that here am I am ready.
我愿意付代价向前走。
I am ready and prepared to pay a price to move forward.
我是乐意的。
I am willing to do so.
我是愿意的。
I am wholeheartedly willing to do so.
我是带着一个仆人的态度，愿意。
And with a heart of a servant, I am willing and ready.
我是在这里。
And here am I.
我是在这里，我乐意愿意往前走。
Here am I. I am ready, willing to go forward.
我在这里，我愿意付代价。
And here am I. I am ready to pay the cost.
这个就是这个 hineni 的意思。
This is the meaning behind this word hineni.
其实呢我们不需要懂得希伯来文。
In fact, we don't need to know the Hebrew.
我们要看一看我们可以删掉它了。
We can turn this off for now, but we can look at the passage.
你要看回我们刚才读到这个撒母耳记上三章那里。
We can take a look then at 1 Samuel chapter 3.
Samuel chapter 3, verse 4.
That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I.
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶和华又呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说，你呼唤我，我在这里。
And the Lord called yet again Samuel, and Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I.
第八节。
For thou didst call me, verse 8.
耶和华第三次呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说，你又呼唤我，我在这里。
And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst called me.
所以呢这个撒母耳呢三次同神讲我在这里。
Therefore, Samuel said to God three times, Here am I.
来到第十节。
Verse 10.
耶和华又来站着像前三次呼唤说撒母耳撒母耳啊撒母耳回答说请说仆人敬听。
And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth.
虽然这里没有讲话我在这里。
Here, even though the answer was not, Here am I.
但这个回答的态度呢那是解释了前那三个我在这里的意思。
Yet the reply here really interprets for us the answer of the previous three times.
所以你不一定要懂得希伯来文才能懂得我在这里什么意思。
Therefore, we don't necessarily need to know the ins and outs of Hebrew to know what this means.
他说仆人敬听。
This is then essence behind it. Speak for thy servant heareth respectfully.
请说仆人敬听。
Speak for thy servant heareth respectfully.
这个就意思了我在这里。
And this,
请说仆人敬听。
This is what it means. Here am I. Speak. Thy servant attentively heareth.
因为我是仆人你是主人。
Because I am the servant and thou art the master.
我是常常预备好听主人讲话的。
And I'm one who is always ready to hear for my master to speak.
我都乐意为我主人做任何事情。
And I'm willing to do, to be bid at my master's service.
只要你讲我就去做。
As long as you tell me so, I shall do it.
这个就是我在这里 hineni 的意思。
This is the meaning then of hineni, here am I.
咁系咪主向我哋讲话，我哋只要回答我在这里，我哋嘅人生就会好大改变呢？
Then would it be as long as we hear the Lord calling us and this is our answer, here am I, then naturally we will have a great transformation in our life.
我哋都晓得我哋唔系活在律法底下。
We all realize we do not live under the law.
不是只是靠一句口里边讲一句话，我们的人生就起何等大变化。
It's not merely just by one answer we give to the Lord, then our whole life will just turn around and change.
原来从这些历史上边的伟人来看的时候，我们晓得一件事情。
But if we do look in history at these great men, then we understand one thing.
原来神在人一生里面经营人的一生。
That is when man, when God rules over man and he cares and he looks after all of the life of man.
人在人的一生里面来到经营
when man,
安排一切。
When God has managed and arranges all amongst man's life.
啊，到咗一个地步，神就嚟呼唤呢一个人。
There would be a certain point in that man's life that God comes to call that man.
神系盼望人经过呢个人生喜乐经历之后，佢能够晓得神，并且回应神，主啊，我在这里。
God's desire for man is that throughout the ups and downs of the arrangement of God in this man's life, when God comes to call, the answer of that man would be, Lord, here am I.
我们看神怎样经营亚伯拉罕的一生。
We can see how God has managed and arranged the life of Abraham.
如果不去到神你要呼唤他献以撒的时候，我们还以为亚伯拉罕的一生就是这样，要起起落落。
Until we see God coming to call for Abraham to offer Isaac, that would be our understanding of Abraham's life, all its ups and downs up to that point.
亚伯拉罕有一个愿意的心，所以他是当初神呼唤他从这个吾尔出来的时候，他还不知道往哪里去。
Now, in Abraham, there is a willing heart. Therefore, when God called for him out of the Ur of Chaldees, he went not knowing where he was going.
但在他出来之后，他有很多的软弱。
But after he went to follow the Lord, there were many weaknesses.
神没叫他带罗德出来，他却带罗德。
God did not ask him to bring Lot along, yet he did.
神没叫他下埃及，他却下埃及。
God did not tell him to go down to Egypt, yet he went.
后来他却晓得神的意思，他与这个罗德有分离。
Later on, Abraham knew the heart of God, so he and Lot separated.
神应许他要将这个地赐给他的后裔。
And God has promised unto Abraham to give this land to him and his descendants.
天上他的后裔天上的星地上边嘅沙唔多。
And his descendants shall be numbered as the stars in heaven and the sand of the sea.
他却以为他冇后裔，他以为系佢家里边嘅管家大马色人以利以谢要成为佢嘅后裔。
He did not have any descendants, any sons at that time. Therefore, he thought it would be Eliezer of Damascus, his steward, to be his descendant.
神话一路嚟到教育佢，神话唔系咁嘅，必要从你所生嘅先能够成为你嘅后裔。
And God told him, continue to teach him that would not be so, but only that which is out of you shall be your descendant.
咁佢就想从我所生嘅，但我太太唔生得，于是乎咧就攞咗太太嘅建议，娶咗呢个夏甲，生咗个儿子出嚟。
Therefore, he thought then, oh, since my wife Sarah is barren, then he took the advice of his wife and took Hagar and they begot Ishmael.
生咗呢个以扫出嚟。
And he begot.
生咗以实玛利出嚟。
And because of that advice, then they begot Ishmael.
神话俾佢听，以实玛利唔系从你太太所生嘅。
And God told him, Ishmael is not, shall not be your seed.
咁必定要从呢个撒拉所生嘅，先能够成为你嘅儿子，先系承受应许嘅嗰一位。
But that which is from the womb of Sarah then shall be the descendant from the heir.
神就系咁样一步一步嚟带领呢个亚伯拉罕。
And this is how God led Abraham step by step.
亚伯拉罕喺嗰度咧学习咗功课。
And throughout those, Abraham had learned lessons.
直到呢个撒拉生咗呢个儿子之后。
Until Sarah gave birth to the son.
生咗以撒。
And gave birth to Isaac.
佢里边已经预备好咗。
And at that time, he was prepared.
神嘅话一定要按着佢所讲嘅实现。
That God's word will be fulfilled as it is spoken according to what God said.
所以无论如何唔合理。
Therefore, no matter how unreasonable.
如何我唔明白过嚟。
How I would not understand.
我学习到一个功课。
This is the lesson that I've learned.
必须要听神的话。
I must obey God's word.
必须要听神的命令。
I must obey God's command.
所以他这个心思是在神呼唤他之前，他已经起了这个变化，立了这个决心。
Therefore, in his heart, this transformation was already taking place and form. Even before God called him, he was already prepared and ready.
直至神在那里呼唤他的时候，所以他毫不犹豫，立刻回应神。
Therefore, when God called for him, there was without a doubt, without any hesitation, his answer to Lord was, Lord, here am I.
这个乃是回应神在他一生里面的经营。
This is his response to the care, to the arrangement of God throughout his life for him.
啊，同样的在雅各身上边啊，都是如此。
Likewise, that is the same amongst the life of Jacob.
在这个啊，迦南地有大饥荒。
There was a great famine in the land of Canaan.
啊，他们需要往埃及去籴粮。
And they needed to go to Egypt to look for food.
这个饥荒岂不是神的手去安排吗？
Would this famine not be arranged by the very hand of God?
啊，那神的手去安排有饥荒。
But it is God who have arranged for this famine.
现在有人要告诉他，埃及地有丰富。
Now it is told to him that if there is food, there is plenty in the land of Egypt.
并且他的儿子约瑟没死到，而家喺埃及地居然做咗宰相。
And it's told to him that his son, his beloved son Joseph, did not die, and he is also ruling as the premier in Egypt.
本一法老都好喜欢啦，哇！派呢个好多辆车，带咗好多丰富嚟到，儿子又叫佢接佢嚟全家啊，叫佢全家落去埃及。
It was also that it was welcomed by the Pharaoh that they sent caravans welcoming him and from his son.To take him to Egypt.
按着人来讲，这个十分合情合理。
According to man, this is logical and very reasonable.
因为他已经十几二十年没见过约瑟。
Because it has been over 10 years that he had not seen Joseph.
那时又没 email, 又没什么东西，什么都没见过。现在分离了这么多年，现在个儿子死而复生，肯定要来见个仔。
There's no other forms of communication, no email. I haven't seen my son for so many years.I thought he was dead. Now I can see him again. I should go right away.
现在全家要在这里饿死，我紧系落去避免饥荒。
Otherwise, we will all as a family starve to death here. So to avoid the famine, we ought to go.
但系当佢嚟到就嚟要进入呢个埃及境嘅时候
，But as he is to enter the land of Egypt,
佢话喺嗰度佢要等一等。
There he will wait.
佢话我要喺呢度嚟要寻求神嘅旨意。
And there he must inquire of the will of the Lord.
我要睇下落埃及系咪神。愿意叫我落去嘅。
He must to seek to see if it is God's desire for him to go.
即系话咧，如果神愿意我落去
，In other words, if God does not desire for us to go,
我宁愿喺迦南地度饿死。
I rather than to starve to death in Canaan.
我宁愿唔再见我嘅儿子约瑟。
I rather not than to go see my son Joseph.
你睇呢个性格唔似雅各嘅性格。
You can see then this is unlike the Jacob which we know so well.
呢个唔系为所有咩全部为己嘅雅各嘅性格嚟。
This is unlike the character of Jacob whom we know as someone who is always out for himself.
神喺佢里边已经起咗一个变化。
And God has already made this transformation in Jacob.
藉住佢一神喺佢一生里边嘅经营。
Throughout all of God's arrangement management over Jacob's life.
经过别士巴。
Through Bathsheba.
经过拉班。
Through Laban.
经过示剑。
Through Shechem.
经过雅伯渡口。
And even through the brook of Jabbok.
与这个天使来摔跤。
When he wrestled with the angel.
直接引领到他来这个地方的时候。
Until now when God has led him to this point.
神了当晚跟他说你不要害怕。
And God says to him at that night, do not be afraid.
雅各怎么会害怕我来见我仔？我害怕什么？
Why would Jacob be afraid? I'm just going down to see my son.
我去落到下边有饭食，我害怕什么？
What is there to fear? I'm going down and there is food.
原来在雅各里边起了一个极大的变化。
But yet within Jacob there is this great transformation.
他乃害怕他不活在神的应许底下。
He is afraid then by doing so, he is not living in the will of God.
他不是为了他自己。
It is not for himself.
他乃是为着神的旨意。
But for the will of God.
所以他在那里跟主说，主啊，我在这里。
Therefore, his answer to the Lord is, Lord, here am I.
我预备好了。
I am ready.
无论你向我有什么指示。
Regardless of what your answer to me is.
我乐意愿意往前行走。
What your direction is, I'm willing, I'm ready to go forward.
你叫我不要落埃及地，我就回到迦南地。
If you tell me not to go down to the land of Egypt, I shall return to the land of Canaan.
我就唔见约瑟。
I will not see Joseph.
我唔为我自己利益作任何嘅打算。
I will not do any planning for my own goodness.
呢个就系神喺雅各一生上边嘅经营。
This is the management of God upon the life of Jacob.
到呢一点。
Until this point.
雅各拉哥讲：我在这里。
Jacob's answer is, Lord, here am I.
在摩西身上边亦都系咁样。
It is the same upon the life of Moses.
头先我讲过摩西嘅背景。
We have already touched on the background of Moses.
摩西去到80岁的时候，即系同啲羊讲话，人佢都唔识讲啦。
When Moses was 80, he only knew how to speak to sheep, and he could, was mute, was dumb before man.
喺年轻嘅时候，佢按着主嘅能力打死埃及人，以为咁样能够拯救以色列人。
According to when he was young, according to his own ability, with his own strength, he killed an Egyptian. That he thought can deliver the Israelites. But now he had no hope for himself any longer.
当初学尽埃及一切学问的这个王子，现今已经将那些已经抛弃晒。
This prince of Egypt who once learned all the learnings of Egypt now has given all that up.
这个就是神要在摩西身上做的工作，就是undo.
And this is the work of God upon Moses to undo all that was done.
来到这一点，神又呼唤摩西，摩西。
And at this point of Moses' life, then God comes to call for Moses, Moses, Moses.
摩西来到面对这位永生神的时候，我愿意。
And when Moses was come to face this living God, he says, I am willing.
我在这里。
I am here.
虽然我知道我什么都不能做。
And even though I know I cannot do anything, and I am completely hopeless to myself,
但我在这里,
but here am I.
神怎么在撒母耳身上经营呢?
And how does God work in the life of Samuel?
我看不见神在撒母耳身上经营一些什么事?
We cannot see God's work upon, seemingly upon Samuel's life.
但其实呢,撒母耳和他的妈妈哈拿, 虽然是两个人,但他的灵命是连在一起。
Though Samuel and his mother Hannah are two different individuals, yet spiritually speaking, their life is entwined together.
神的经营里面,很多时,在人的一生里面,叫人经过很多的困难。
Perhaps throughout God's management of our life, He might allow for us to go through many difficulties.
在哈拿身上,我们晓得。
Upon the life of Hannah, we can see that.
神没叫她有生育。
God caused her womb to be barren.
叫她在那里来经历,寻求神。
So that she would experience to come and seek after God.
迟些我有机会,一会儿我会再交通详细一点。
Later on, if we have the time, we can share more in depth of that.
因着哈拿将这个儿子来献给神。
Because Hannah offered her son to God.
他与撒母耳是连在一起的。
Then, spiritually speaking, their life are connected together.
就好像我们现今读创世纪一样，雅各和约瑟是连在一起的。
Just as we're studying Genesis now, the life of Joseph and Jacob, they are connected together.
所以当圣经里讲到约瑟的时候， 如果你留心,他是讲到雅各的纪律,他不是讲约瑟的纪律,是讲雅各的纪律。
Therefore, if we're careful in reading, when it tells us the history of Joseph, it is recorded to us the generations of Jacob, and not the generations of Joseph, but in the generations of Jacob, it records for us the life of Joseph.
并且这个撒母耳来到圣殿里边的时候,是服侍这个以利,我们知道和他儿子是
And we know that Samuel was given to the Lord to serve in the temple, to serve Eli and his two sons who were wicked.
神呼召这个年轻的撒母耳。
Now God comes to call this young Samuel.
这个年轻的撒母耳, 主啊,我在这里。
And this is how the young Samuel replies, Lord, here am I.
我相信这个撒母耳的年纪呢, I
believe Samuel's age at this time is smaller, younger than any of us seated in this room today.
摩西的时候,摩西80岁。
When God called Moses, Moses was 80.
呼召亚伯拉罕的时候,亚伯拉罕110几岁。
And when God said these same words to Abraham, when God called him, Abraham was in his hundreds.
因为以撒已经是一个童子,是十几岁,一百岁生这个以撒。 所以110几岁。
Therefore, he begot Isaac when he was 100, but when God said these words to Abraham, Isaac was a lad, so Abraham would have been over 100 years old.
神向雅各讲，雅各你回应神，我在这里的时候，雅各130岁，向下埃及的时候。
And when God called for Jacob, And Jacob was 130 because he stood before Pharaoh when he was 130 when God called for Jacob.
但撒母耳斷了奶就被送入聖殿。
But yet Samuel was sent to the temple after he was weaned.
我相信他斷奶最多都是五歲六歲。
We can consider then after he was weaned, he would be only 5 or 6.
所以我不知道我们家长里面有写得给他服侍人送到圣殿。
We don't know amongst the parents in our midst to send a child away at such a young age to serve in the temple, to serve man. As a mother, then the mom's heart would ache when at the thought of this.
但神却在这个恰拿在撒母耳身上有这个经验。
But this is how God has this arrangement, this management in the life of Hannah.
叫他们学习十字架功课。
So that they would learn this lesson of the cross.
但虽然这个撒母耳的领导不是很熟练。
And even though the teacher, the guidance for Samuel, Eli, was not very spiritual.
但撒母耳却一心在那里服侍这个以利。
But it was Samuel's whole heart there to serve Eli.
半夜叫几次孩子，你试下你叫下佢，睇佢起唔起身。
To call for such a young child in the middle of the night. Try waking up your young child in the middle of the night, see if they will wake up at all.
我想我爸爸妈妈即刻弹起身，个仔女一定唔起身。
If it was for the parents, they would, at the sound of the child, they will jump right out of bed. But for the children, no matter how you call them, they would not be awakened.
撒母耳就是一个这样的孩子。
But we can see this is how Samuel is.
所以神在这两母子身上边嚟到经验。
This is God's arrangement in the lives of this mother and son.
到时候神就呼召撒母耳。
And at due time, then God comes to call for Samuel. Samuel, Samuel.
撒母耳就说我在这里。
And Samuel's answer was, Lord, here am I.
在以赛亚身上边亦都系如此。
It is the same in the life of Isaiah.
所以我哋睇见喺呢个年青嘅撒母耳身上边咧，好年青嘅神可以向老人家嚟呼召，亦都可以向我哋年青人嚟呼召。
We can see this is when the calling of God comes, it can come to a very elderly person or a very young person as the Samuel.
所以有一日神呼召你嘅时候，你唔好话我年幼啊。
So when God calls you one day, do not answer to him, I am still young.
撒母耳比你还年幼。
Samuel is younger than you are.
撒母耳能够到主面前话：主啊，我在这里。
Samuel is able to come before the Lord and answer, Lord, here am I.
喺呢个以赛亚嘅年间。
And the days of Isaiah.
一个比较好嘅王，呢个乌西亚王嚟到驾崩。
A king which was one of the better kings, King Uzziah. Now he died in that year.
现今犹大国话咩盼望呢？
Then the thought was, what there is hope for Israel then, for Judah at that time.
荣耀的神向这个以赛亚来显现。
Then the glorious God appeared unto Isaiah.
因此在以赛亚书第五章第六章，我睇见一次好荣耀的显现，佢真系睇见神喺云嘅里边嘅宝座坐喺嗰度。
Therefore, we can see the glorious heavenly vision which Isaiah received in chapter 5 and 6. That indeed the throne of God was established there in the clouds in the vision.
当以赛亚见到荣耀的神在那里的时候，觉得自己是不洁的人，我嘴唇不洁，我的人都不洁。
And when Isaiah saw such a grand heavenly vision, how glorious and holy God is, he knew he was unclean. His lips were unclean, and he himself is unclean.
我哋好多时都有个咁嘅感觉。当我嚟到主嘅光中嘅时候，我哋发觉我真系满咗个罪污嘅人。
And many a times that is our condition when we come into the light of His presence, we feel that we are a filthy sinner.
但神话，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我去呢？
But this is God's question: Whom can I send? Who shall go for us?
好似天上边有一个好大嘅叹息。
It seems as if there is this great sighing, this longing in heaven.
我可以差遣谁呢？有边个肯为我去呢？
Whom can I send? Who shall go for us?
如果我哋留心嚟睇，翻去我哋有时间我哋睇以赛亚书嘅时候咧，神。 这个以赛亚回应主，主啊，我在这里。佢话，请差遣我。
If we have time, we shall go home and read through this in detail. But this is Isaiah's answer. Lord, here am I. Send me.
如果系神差遣我嘅话咧，我盼望我能够做大事。
If God is to send me, I desire to do great things for Him.
但系事实却唔系咁样样啊。
But that is not the reality.
主你要同佢讲啦，我差遣你去啊。 叫呢啲百姓咧听系听见，睇却唔明白。
But this is God's commission to Isaiah, and he said, go and tell the people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not.
叫我去做先知，叫他听，他就睇到，但睇唔见，系盲嘅。叫我去做先知，叫他听，他听唔明白嘅。
This is God's commission of Isaiah. You are to be a prophet. You should tell the people, and they shall see, but do not perceive. They shall hear, but shall not understand.
并且喺嗰个时代，先知咧好多结局都系俾人打死嘅。
And in those days, many of the prophets were slain.
呢个系我哋喺旧里边睇好多先知都系咁死嘅。
And we see many is that the recording of the prophets during this time.
我可以差遣边个咧？
Who can I send?
呢条一条艰苦嘅道路。
This is a difficult path ahead.
呢个系人所唔理解嘅道路。This
is a path that we cannot comprehend.
谁肯为我去呢？
And who shall go for us?
呢个唔系一条得着名誉嘅道路。
This is not a pathway to fame.
唔系得着世福嘅道路。
It is not a pathway to success and prosperity.
系俾人误解嘅。
But it is to be misunderstood.
要面对死亡嘅。
It is to face death.
我能够差遣谁呢？ 谁肯为我去呢？
Whom can I send? Who shall go for us?
神喺以赛亚身里边嚟到经营。
And this is God's arrangement in the life of Isaiah.
唔系嗰一刻一个情绪嘅反应。
It is not just an impulsive emotional response.
嗱，佢一个深思熟虑嘅反应。
But it is one with deep consideration and thought.
佢唔敢去服侍神，嗱，因为觉得佢唔配。
He dare not serve God because he did not feel he was worthy.
唔系佢唔愿意。
Not that he was unwilling.
但系当佢如此做嘅时候，神悦纳。
But when he did so, God accepted.
所以我睇见喺人回答主，我在这里嘅时候，实情喺佢一生嘅里边，喺你同我一生里边，神都喺度经营紧。到一点，神会询问你。
Therefore, we can see when God asked this question to you at the point of your life that God has already arranged throughout to that point, when God asks you, and your answer could be, Lord, here am I.
我必须做好我心思嘅准备。
We must be well prepared in our thought.
我睇见神系一位恩典嘅神。
We see that God is a gracious God.
虽然我哋好多嘅跟唔上。
Even though many times we cannot follow on.
好像亚伯拉罕，他很多时都跟不上的。
As Abraham many times could not follow on.
但神虽然很久没跟他讲话，但神都是终归回来再起手主动的跟亚伯拉罕来讲话。
Even though God did not speak for Abraham in a long time, it is God who took the initiative to approach Abraham again.
不是亚伯拉罕作了什么好事，所以神跟他讲话。
It is not because of any good thing that Abraham did that God came to speak to him.
那是神的恩典，神的怜悯，神要在我们一生中来作经营，所以神必须向我们讲话。
But it is God's mercy. He is a gracious God. And he has taken care throughout our life that he would come to speak to us.
并且神是乐意向人讲话的。And
he is willing to speak to man.
但神却不随便与人讲话，你却要搞清楚。But
bear in mind, God is willing to speak to man, but does not casually come to speak to us.
不寻求神的人，神不跟他讲话的。Those
who do not seek after God, God is silent toward them.
神并不向罗德讲话。
God did not speak to Lot.
神亦都唔向以利家讲话。
God did not speak to the house of Eli.
神亦都唔同以利嘅儿子讲话。
God did not speak to the sons of Eli.
神系向寻求佢嘅人讲话。
God speaks to those who seek after him.
如果有人以为神唔会同我哋讲话嘅话咧，神一定唔会同佢讲话。
If we feel that God surely will not come to speak with us, God will not speak to such individuals.
如果我们以为神不一定向我讲话的时候，神一定不会跟你讲话。
If we feel that God may not come to speak with me, then God surely will not come to speak with you.
这个是我的感觉，我不知道是不是真理。
This is my opinion. I do not know if that is true.
如果我认为神不会跟我讲话的话，神一定不会跟你讲话。
If I feel that God will not be speaking to one such as I, then God surely will not come to speak to you.
如果我认为神或者不会跟我讲话，神都不会跟你讲话。
If we also feel that God may not come to speak to me, come to call me, then surely God will not do so.
因为讲这样的话的人，他是觉得神是不会跟我讲话的。
Because those who have such thoughts is one who feel that God will not speak to them and God will not do so.
怎样的人神能够向他讲话呢？
What kind of individuals then God will seek and speak to?
寻求神的人
，those who seek after God，
啊，并且唔系单喺口头上边寻求神嘅人
，but not only those who seek with Him with their lips，
嗱，寻求佢嘅话，好似寻求金子一样
，but those who shall seek after His words as fine gold，
啊，对佢嘅话个态度好似财宝一样
，those who would treat His words as treasure，
你睇下嗰啲寻求财宝嘅人。
You can see those who are seeking after treasure.
他满脑子所想的就是几时找到钱。
Now, in their hearts, in their minds, all they think about is when can I make that money.
早上六点钟起来他就看纽约股市。
They get up early in the morning at 6 a.m. and they go and look at the stock market.
夜晚八点九点看香港股市。
And at 8 and 9 at night, they go and look at the Hong Kong index.
这个是一个寻求财宝的人的心思。
This is the mindset, the attitude of one who is seeking after treasure.
我们有没有一个这样寻求神的话的心？
Likewise, do we have such a heart and attitude to seek after the word of God?
如果我们有一个这样的心思，你要寻找主的话的时候，
If we have such a mind and attitude to seek after the Lord in this way,
神必然向我们讲话。
The Lord God surely will speak to us.
并且不是随随便便的来到主的面前将我的心愿告诉神主你要跟我讲。
It's not with a casual attitude we come before God and this is my desire, Lord, speak to me.
神从来不向懒惰的人讲话。
God will never speak to a lazy individual.
神是往往是将人带到尽头。
Many a times, God will bring man to his end.
当人没路走的时候神才向人了解。启示佢自己。
When man comes to his end, then God will reveal himself.
神需要人耐心到佢面前。
God desires man to have patience, endurance in his presence.
好叫人晓得呢个唔系出乎佢自己。
So that man will fully understand this is not an initiative from his own.
点解神要叫摩西喺旷野四十年？
Why is it that God will have Moses in the wilderness for 40 years?
就是叫摩西对他自己再没有任何的盼望。
So that Moses will come to his end without any more hope upon his own ability.
为什么神要叫亚伯兰100岁才能够生这个以撒？
Why is it that God would only give Isaac to Abraham when he is 100?
要在这个撒拉的生育止了之后才将这个儿子赐给他。
It is only after Sarah is barren, then God will give the son to him.
神要将人带到个绝望的境地。
God will bring man completely into a condition of hopelessness.
除去人一切的骄傲。
To remove any pride there is in man.
除去以为我几还能够做一啲咩嘅事。
To remove any inkling that the self is still able to do anything.
神才能够呼召这个人。
And then God will come to call this individual.
在哈拿身上边亦系如此。
It is the same upon the life of Hannah.
点解以利加拿嘅另一个妻子能够好容易就生到孩子
？Why is it then the other wife of Elkanah can easily give birth to children?
点解我呢个属神嘅人却要经历咁多苦楚
？Why is it such a person belonging unto God will go through such travail?
受人嘅误会。
To be misunderstood by others.
神就要将哈拿带到这个绝望境地。
God is to bring Hannah into this condition of hopelessness.
如果佢好容易将呢个撒母耳生出嚟嘅话
，If she was able to beget Samuel very easily，
佢唔会将愿意将呢个孩子嚟到献过俾神。
She would not be willing then to give this child unto God。
那系因为佢晓得呢个孩子唔系从佢嚟嘅。
Because she realized this child is not from her.
因为神将佢带到绝望境地。
Because God has brought her to the condition of hopelessness.
佢晓得佢冇能力生呢个孩子。
She realized she has no means by which to give birth to this son.
所以呢个撒母耳系属神嘅。
Therefore, Samuel belongs unto God.
所以神会负佢一切嘅责任。
Therefore, God will bear all his responsibility.
所以佢先至将呢个撒母耳毫无犹豫咁嚟献个俾主。
Therefore, then she was able willingly, without any hesitation, to give Samuel unto the Lord.
所以撒母耳先会喺度讲我在这里。
Therefore, Samuel is unable to answer, Lord, here am I.
神总系将人带到一个咁嘅境地。
This is God who will always bring us to such grounds.
所以我哋唔好觉得我哋随随便便我哋嚟到主面前点解主唔同我讲话嘅？主唔呼召我。
So let us not have such a casual attitude to come before the Lord and say, Lord, why aren't you speaking to me?
我当寻求主好似寻求珍宝一样。
But we ought to seek after the Lord as seeking after fine treasure.
好多人嚟到寻求主嘅时候。
Many times when we seek after the Lord,
佢有佢自己嘅旨意。
We have our own agenda.
倘若呢个雅各喺呢个别士巴嚟到同主嚟到交涉嘅时候
，If Jacob has his own agenda when he inquired the Lord at Beersheba,
我一定要落去见约瑟。
No matter what, I must go down to see Joseph.
我一定要避开呢个饥荒。
I must escape this famine.
我嚟到祷告主，求主你应许我。
So I come to pray to the Lord, Lord, answer my prayer.
主必然不向他说话。
The Lord shall not speak to him.
因为我有我自己的旨意。
Because I have my own will.
但你要寻求主的人必须先将自己放低。
But those who come to seek of the Lord must first put himself aside.
必须放下自己的所有旨意，甚至牵涉你身家性命。
We have to put everything of ourselves aside, even if it was our possessions, our very life.
有些人来寻求婚姻都一样。
It is the same when we come to seek of the Lord for our marriage.
如果我里边一定是这个人的时候，你不需要来寻求。
If our attitude is Lord, it must be this person, then we do not need to come and seek after the Lord.
如果你要寻求学校的时候，主我一定要去这间学校的，我来要寻求，请你应允我，神一定不向你说话。
If you have the same mindset that this is the school I must go to and you inquire of the Lord that way, Lord, this is my prayer, answer my prayer, the Lord shall not speak to you.
甚至乎极端不合我心意的，我都愿意为主的缘故放低，神就能够向如此的人说话。
Even if it's to the extreme that is not understandable, reasonable to me, but yet, Lord, I'm willing to obey, surely the Lord shall speak to you.
神今日愿意得着一啲咁样嘅人。
And these are the ones whom God is after today.
尽心尽意嘅嚟到寻求佢。
Those who shall seek him with all their might and with all their heart.
我可以差遣边个呢？边个肯为我去呢
？Whom can I send? Who shall go for us?
我哋好多时以为神嘅呼召一定叫我哋去做传道人。
Many times we think that when God calls us, it is for us to be a preacher.
好多时系咁样。
Perhaps many times we think that way.
但神呼召亚伯拉罕嘅时候。
But when God called for Abraham.
神就系要叫佢将呢个以撒嚟献上。
It was for Abraham to offer up Isaac.
神当雅各咁样嚟到应承神嘅时候，我在这里嘅时候。
When Jacob answered to God, Lord, here am I.
佢只不过系落到埃及地。住喺歌山地嚟到牧羊。
It was that he only went down to Egypt to live in the land of Goshen and to be a shepherd.
喺嗰度等400年之后将佢嘅子孙带翻上嚟。
And it was 400 years later then his people was led out.
神呼召摩西嘅时候。
When God called for Moses.
摩西就喺嗰度带领以色列人出嚟。
And Moses then led the Israelites out.
神嚟到呼召撒母耳，撒母耳嘅时候。
When God called for Samuel,
撒母耳就喺嗰度起嚟，一生嚟服侍主。
Samuel then was serving the Lord throughout the rest of his life.
今日一样，神喺嗰度嚟询问。
Likewise, today God is asking.
我可以差遣边个呢？
Whom can I send?
边个肯为我去呢？
And who shall go for us?
呢个可以系我人生里边一个好大嘅变化。
This can be a very great transformation in our life.
啊，我哋愿意将托，我哋愿意将我一生交喺神嘅手里边。
If we're willing then to commit our life into the hand of God.
我哋愿意，我 ready， 我准备好。
If we're willing and we are ready.
啊，神要就会得着你。
God shall gain you.
喺里边再冇一个起起伏伏。
There would not be any longer any of these ups and downs.
啊，神能够叫我呢个船开进水深之处。
God is able to cause us then to launch out into the deep.
我有个灵性喺嗰度一个大跃进。
We shall then have a great leap forward spiritually.
我系深深唔好怕，唔愿意神问你在哪里嘅时候，我哋对起上嚟。我十分唔愿意当神问我哋你在哪里嘅时候，我哋将我自己隐藏起上嚟，藏起上嚟。
May it be that when God comes to ask us this question, "Where art thou?" that we would be afraid and hide ourselves.
我哋再唱一首嗰首诗歌好吗？
Let's sing that hymn once again.
主啊，不在乎奔跑的，主啊，都不在乎发热心的，主啊，乃在乎那位发怜悯的神。好，主啊。
Lord, it's not on the man who runs or the one who is zealous, but the God who gives mercy.
哦，主啊，你喺嗰度啊，有你嘅怜悯。
Lord, you have mercy.
哦，主啊，你向我哋嚟讲话。
And thou speak to us.
哦，还有今天，主你还向我哋讲话，我哋感谢主。
Even until today, thou speakest to us. We thank thee, Lord.
哦，主啊，即系叫我里面，主啊，今日，主啊，成为可纪念嘅一日。
Lord, may today be a day of remembrance.
哦，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
Lord, here am I. Send me.
哦，主啊，仆人要敬听。
Speak, thy servant heareth.
哦，主啊，唔系将来某一天。
Lord, not one day.
哦，主啊，那系叫我里面晓得。哦，主啊，你要呼唤我嘅时候，我哋就起嚟跟随主。
But that we know when thou calleth us, we will rise up to come after thee.
主啊，你请说仆人敬听。
Lord, speak, thy servant heareth.
我们都在这里。
So、we are here.
愿主在我们的心里边继续向我们众人来讲话。
Lord, may thou continue to speak in our hearts.
我祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.